The world's population is characterized by a great diversity of trends, actually. Some populations are still growing very rapidly, while others have stopped growing and are even declining in size. And the two extremes in that regard would be many countries of sub-Saharan Africa, which are still growing very rapidly, where women are having, on average, 5 children or more in some countries. And at the other extreme, the countries of Europe, where fertility levels have been quite low for many years, and some of which are now even declining in size.
What are their implications on sustainable development?
Well, I think there are many implications in terms of sustainable development. People tend to focus on the increase of total population and the relationship between that and total consumption. But that's really one of only many factors. For example, sustainability also has many dimensions, and the sustainability of a society depends in part on the ability to raise the next generation successfully, to educate them, and to assure that they will have a good quality of life. And that is made more difficult by having a population that is growing very rapidly. Other issues of sustainability come into discussions of how we take care of the older generation in populations that are aging very rapidly, where there's an increasing proportion of people over the age of 60 or 65 who begin to draw pensions through public support. And those systems need to be supported by the working age population. And as populations become older and older, that becomes challenging from a fiscal point of view. And one could question then the sustainability of those financial systems.
Is there a limit to how many people the world can feed or carry or take care of in a way?
Many people have asked that question and done rather serious studies trying to determine what that number is. And the results are, frankly, all over the map. It depends a lot on what you assume about what people will eat, how they will live, how the land of the earth will be organized. In short, it's probably possible to continue increasing the world's output of food in order to accommodate a growing population. It's possible, but the question is it really desirable from a certain point of view in terms of the impacts that that has on the local environment and then ultimately on the global environment? So, food production is probably not the issue in terms of population growth. It's more the after effects of that production and of life in general and the effects that that's having on the climate, which ultimately becomes the limiting factor.
What is the major challenge in integrating this perspective?
Well, I think the major challenge is that population trends affect so many different aspects of sustainable development. If you look at the proposal from the Open Working Group on the Sustainable Development Goals, you could count several goals where population trends are critical to their achievement. The first 5 on poverty, hunger, health, education, and gender. All of those are heavily affected by population trends. Our ability to achieve the goals that are stated and the targets that are stated in those goals will depend a lot on population trends. For example, if you want to improve education and increase the coverage of education in countries that are growing very rapidly, you're faced with the challenge of not only improving the size and the capacity of the educational system for the current population, but also to always be running after the increase that is taking place year after year.